Say goodbye to father for me.
Wait. Take this with you.
Thank you, Father.
From the moment that I slapped you last night, I've regretted it the whole night through. What kind of a father would want to see his son's death? No father would want that.
I know, Father.
Go and take care.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, man.
Give it to me.
No, I'll do it myself. Get in.
All right, sir. You want to tell me where we're going?
Just go and keep driving straight.
That's it? Just straight?
Yeah, what difference does it make anyway?
Oh, Mohammed. It's not as bad as they say. People make mistakes. You're not the first person. They've got kids too. They were young ones too. At worst, they'll give you an extra few months of service. That's it, if you ask me.
Tahir, pull over for a second.
What do you think you're doing?
I want to grab my bag, man.
Why do you need your bag?
I want to get out.
Mohammed, have you lost your mind
again?
No,
it's all of you who are crazy, man. I guess you expect me to just let you take me to the barracks. You expect me to drop my head, walk in there, and ask them to chop it off for me right here?
Mohammed. Mohammed. Wait up, man.
What?
Are you making a fool out of me?
I'm not playing games here,
Didn't you tell me to pick you up last night, or didn't you?
But I didn't say that you could take me to the barracks, did I? Did I say that? No, I didn't. I just wanted you to get me out of there. Was it that hard for you to help me out just this tiny bit? Mount Damavand is still right there. It's not like I asked you to move it for me. Thanks for bringing me this far. I seriously appreciate it, man. But I know what I gotta do now. I can handle it on my own.
Hold on a minute, Mohammed. Why are you so crazy? Why have you lost your mind again?
You better leave me alone,
I'm not gonna leave you alone, man.
Go.
Get out
of
here,
doing?
Sir.
Let him go.
Let go of me.
Speak up. What is wrong with you? Answer me.
He's not doing anything to you.
He's my friend. He's my brother. Get out of here.
Is he a druggie? Then give him a
Please
slap
let
for
me, go,
me too.
Tahir.
I said he's my friend. Go. He's my brother. Speak up. Mohammed, you need to tell me what you're doing, man. We talked about it last night.
You talked, just like my dad, like everyone else. You say what you want to say, and then you put the mic back in your pocket and you leave. Did you even wait to see what I had to say?
All right, I'm here. Tell me what you want to say.
It's very simple. I have to get away. If I'm sent to prison, or to trial, to be executed, all right. I can take what I get, but I'm never going back to the barracks. A person only gets to die once. He either gets in bed and dies, or he gets hanged and dies, or he gets put up against the wall and shot, and then he dies. But he dies once. I've already died 100 times out there. With that radio guy Hussein when they put a bullet in his head. With Haj Rasul when he got hit in the stomach with a mortar. With Chief Sergeant Jalali, I died. With Private Fadavi, I died. I kept dying and dying, Tahir. I died. Maybe you can do it. Other people can do it. I can't do it. What am I supposed to do? If my dad slaps me in the face for this, I can take it. If you'd grab me and want to choke me, I can take that too. They might throw me in prison. Fine, I'll take it. What do you want me to do? What can I do now? What can I do to make you understand me?
So what do you want to do now?
I'll go to the central terminal now. Take a cab or get on a bus. I'll go to Mashhad and head to Zahedan from there. I'll figure the rest out when I get there.
They'll catch you before you'll make it around the corner. You played me, man, just so you could get what you wanted. You won't be able to go to a hostel and you won't be able to walk the streets either. And you didn't turn yourself in. If they catch you, you're gonna get the heaviest punishment, you know that.
What do you want me to say? I've got no choice, you've said it yourself. And I've got nobody to help me. I'm like a rotten apple in the middle of the street. I'm just waiting for a car to run me over and finish me off. Look at how my dad throws me out into the street. And look at how you're grabbing me by the collar, choking me. What else can I say?
Muhammad! Muhammad! Get in. Get in before the military police catch you, you psycho! Get in!
What is this place?
My house. I'm gonna keep you here for a few days until I can figure out what to do. Get out. Muhammad! I said get out, man. Wait here until I come get you. Get out. Come in, Muhammad. Come on.
Tahir!
Yes, father?
Did you buy head and hoof for breakfast?
Head and hoof? No.
Nonsense. I thought you were gonna get head and hoof for breakfast. Hurry up and get over there.
I'm coming. Let me lock the door. I forgot. Don't worry about it. I'll be right there.
You're behind, you know. I'm already at 40.
Come on, Muhammad. Come on.
Come on. Come on, let's go.
Come on. Come on already.
I'm here. Where are we going, Tahir?
This is where our help Golam Ali stays. He's away in his hometown. You can stay here till we can figure out something.
Listen, Tahir, huh? I'm a runaway soldier, you know?
This Muhammad, we don't have time for this crap. Hurry up. Get in. Get in. Don't come out. I'll come see you as soon as my father leaves. Hello, Father.
Hey, man. Why did you go so early this morning?
One of my comrades was going back to the front line. I just went there to say goodbye to him.
All right, then. Grab the weights and don't waste any more time. Just stretch your arms and let's get going. Come on.
Father, you know running is better for me, right? I told you so.
Running is better for you?
Yes.
Look here. Do whatever it is you want to work out. Just hurry and do it, all right? Go already! 7, 1, 7, 2, 7, 3, 7, 4, 7, 5...
Muhammad! Muhammad!
Have you had breakfast?
I'm not hungry.
I'll make you breakfast as soon as my father leaves. Just don't let anyone see you here or else both of us will be in big
trouble.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay then. Go sit down and close the door.
Look here, Tyre. That Dr. Naimi is coming to the market today. I invited him there. I told him to come down in person and meet the Prince Charming I had in mind for his daughter to marry.
Can't you just forget about that stuff, Father?
Forget about it? Nonsense! You think she's gonna wait around her whole life waiting for you? I spent 2 years scoping out for her. Now look here, Tyre. You know I don't need anyone's money. I've amassed so much wealth that it's more than enough for the next 7 generations. My problem is a big family. A big family. I don't want you to walk straight into a brick wall before you know what's hit you just for some chick who catches your eye like your brother Saber went and did. I kept telling him that the daughter of a dismissed colonel wasn't the same class as he was, but he didn't listen. She just batters her eyelashes and he goes running over to her and wastes his entire life. It was all my negligence, and don't think I'm gonna let you do the same thing. Look here, Tyre. Everyone in Naomi's family is top, top shelf. Everyone is a big shot. They're all top dogs. Ambassadors, ministers, lawyers. Tyre. I wanna shoot you straight up high on top of the world. I wanna make sure your future is right. Then when I leave this world, I can tell God I did everything for you. I did everything possible so my kid could have a good life. Look here, Tyre. I want you to dress up nice in a way, and walk in a way, and talk in a way, so Dr. Naimi will be absolutely blown away. Then when he hears we're going over to propose for his daughter, I want him to light dozens of lanterns and light up the entire street just for our arrival.
Hello.
Hello, sister-in-law.
Hello there. Now, didn't I tell you to come take walks in the garden with your husband instead of standing there just eavesdropping?
I was just passing by.
You were just passing by? But then you heard us talking about weddings and proposals, and then you stood still. This is the kind of stuff you love to hear about. Look here. I want to throw him in a deep pit. He thinks that it's a deep pit. But I'm telling him it's a paradise.
Ghulam Ali? Ghulam Ali, is that you?
Let Daddy see your beautiful eyes.
I'm tired of everything, of having to be the best all the time, of competing with the kids and the family. I want to be left alone for a while.
She's had an accident in her friend's car. They say she's alive.
To be honest, we have to give the cornea that was supposed to be transplanted to your daughter's eyes to the next patient on the list because of Bahar's condition.
You lied to me, all of you!
Do you think it's a good feeling for a person to continuously call you a thief?
You have to return our daughter's eyes.
You should have told me! I had the right to choose.
I had the right to save you as well.
Is there really anything worth seeing in this life?
I'll return your eyes to you.
For once, let go of that dark studio and movie life, will you? Please, Bahar, dear. Bahar, get up, honey. You have a guest.
Tyre!
Yes, Father?
Nonsense! You're still not dressed yet! Get your clothes on! We've gotta go! We've got special guests coming to the market!
Didn't you say he's coming in the afternoon? I'll meet you there, Father.
You better not be late. And where exactly are you going to?
I'm going to Hajiya's house for a bit. If you need me, you can call me there.
Oh, it's all right. I'll drive you there.
No, Father, you go. I can drive them myself.
Is Ghulam Ali back yet?
No.
Is he back, Adi?
No, he won't be back till next Saturday. You told him yourself he could have 2 weeks off. Why is that?
I was taking a walk, and I thought I heard a sound coming from his quarters. I think I must have heard wrong.
Ghulam Ali's quarters?
No, Father. I wanted to tell you, I put it over there.
What did you put over there?
It was a cat. You see, Father, just a few minutes ago, I saw a few mice over there, and I threw the cat in there to take care of the mice. You better not go in there. The mice gonna bite you.
Look here, Tyre. Don't you forget to get rid of that cat. If it gets used to being there, you'll never be able to get it out. Saber,
okay, Father.
Let's get going.
Bye now.
Goodbye, Saber.
Bye. I'll go get my keys, okay? Don't worry, it's just me. Sorry I couldn't bring you some tea, Muhammad. Everyone was around.
I don't even know when I fell asleep. I couldn't fall asleep all last night. Oh yeah, and I screwed up, man. That lady.
Yeah, I know. She's my sister-in-law. I told you to keep quiet, brother.
I'm sorry. I was too careless.
Muhammad, I think I should tell your family where you are. They're probably worried.
You want to tell them? Is that why you brought me here? Because you wanted to turn me in?
No, but what do you want to do, Muhammad? Even if you stay another day, what about tomorrow and the day after? And what about when Ghulam Ali comes back in a couple days?
You don't need to worry about that. I won't be a burden on you much longer. No one knows you came to pick me up. If they find out that I didn't turn myself in, no one will be looking for answers from you.
Oh no.
What?
I think I told Sitayesh you were coming to pick me up.
Oh no.
Listen, Tahir. Can you have a word with Sitayesh? Tell her not to tell anyone anything. Tell her I'll contact them when I find my way to safety. Go. Before she says something or tells someone, get going. Go on. Listen, Tahir. If my mom picks up the phone, just hang up. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Go.
Sarayesh! Sarayesh, my girl!
It's okay, I'll get it, Mom. Hello?
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 Who's calling?
It's me, Tahir. If anyone is there, don't say my name, please.
What do you mean?
Who is it?
I have something important to tell you.
I said, who is it?
It's okay, it's for me.
What do you want?
Muhammad didn't go to the barracks.
Why not?
He jumped out of a car in the middle of the street. He's lost his mind.
He says he's going to the Zaidan.
Where to?
Zaidan.
Where is he now?
I brought him to my house. No one knows yet.
I thought I could convince him not to go. I really don't know what's going on. Anyway, I just thought I should tell you. Is there something you need, sis?
No. I don't need anything. Your car wasn't in the driveway. I didn't know you were back.
I'm sorry, hello? No, I wasn't speaking with you.
Is he all right?
He's fine for now.
Can I see him? I don't want to trouble you and all, but is it okay if I talk to him?
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Maybe you're the one who can convince him to come back.
Well,
I have class this afternoon.
A class this afternoon? All right, this afternoon is fine. Do you want me to come pick you up?
What did you say? She's coming here!
What did you expect me to do, Muhammad? What did you want me to tell her? She wants to see you.
Oh my God, no! What is she coming here for?
Shh! I don't know, Muhammad. I don't know anything. I can't think straight anymore. I'm supposed to have lunch with my father today, and he doesn't tolerate showing up later or canceling arrangements, and your sister insists seeing you, and I'm stuck in the middle and I have no idea what to do. So stop interrogating me, man.
Sorry. I've caused a lot of trouble.
Honestly, yeah, you have. But you want to know the worst part of it all? The worst part is that I can't let you just go do whatever you want, and there's nothing I can do for you either.
Okay, Mom, goodbye.
Where to in such a rush?
Mama, I have to go help my friend with her homework, I promised.
What about lunch?
That's okay, I'm not hungry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What time is it, Tahir?
It's almost noon. Get inside and close the door, please.
I'm going to Daru's!
Hop in.
Here it is, Father. I've prepared the billing invoices for you to have a look at and sign them when you're ready.
All right, I'll look through them. Look here, Sabir. Tell Reza to make sure he gives us the best kebab today, okay? Kebabs, egg yolks, coke, yogurt drink, onions, fresh herbs, olive salad, a nice dessert, the best stuff on the menu. Tell him we have some guests coming today, and he has to give us the works. Make sure the food is on the table, ready to eat at 12 o'clock. You dig that?
Yes, Father. Here are the invoices.
Has that guy shown up yet?
No, he's not here yet, Father.
Tahir, come here a minute.
What's up?
It's already after 12 o'clock. I'm worried that she's gotten lost or something. Poor girl could never find her way around. She only goes from home to school in language classes. Tahir. I'm worried that she's gotten lost.
Don't you worry about a thing, man. Calm down. I'll take care of it. Just go sit down.
We're on Hidayat Street, ma'am. Make sure we don't pass it.
I'll get out before we get to the square, okay?
We've already passed it, ma'am. It's only a few streets from here. You can walk there.
Sir, your guest is here.
Get your bananas. Get your bananas right here, fresh off the tree.
What about Tahir?
No, sir. Tahir isn't here yet.
Roll your sleeves down.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Ferdows.
Dr. Naimi.
How are you?
Welcome. Thank you so much
Thanks
for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
Where
you.
Is this? You know how far I've come to get
What
here?
Can we do? We have to be on the outskirts
this
of the city.
This far on the outskirts?
This is my eldest son, Saber.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Is he really your son?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
That's great.
Hello,
I see you brought Saber into the business.
Saber, I told to take care of Dr. Naimi's driver.
Everyone.
Make sure he does, okay?
Hello.
Yes, Father.
Galizadeh.
Right. Come on in.
Wait for me with Asadi here in the office.
Welcome. Won't you park the car and come in?
Right this way.
Please come in. Park the car further ahead.
Tahir, come here for a minute, please.
Mohammed, why do you keep coming
Tahir,
out?
Tahir, it's after 1 o'clock. I'm sure she's lost. I already have enough problems. There's
all
no
right,
one to tell
right.
that girl.
Calm down, Mohammed, calm down. I'll go wait by the door,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
it's gonna
go.
Be fine.
Go
back
on.
Inside. Don't come out again.
Get your bananas. They're still fresh. Get your bananas right here. 15% off. Get your bananas right here. 2-for-1 sale. Come on.
Miss Nadiri? Miss Nadiri! Over here.
Hello! Sorry, I am. The driver dropped me off
no,
somewhere
it's
and
history.
I.
It's all right.
Know.
Come with me.
Tell
Just
me,
come
is
with
Mohammed
me.
All right?
He's all right.
Please help yourself, well, Doctor.
This
help
is
yourself.
Amazing.
Please, please.
Look at everything.
Help yourself.
You've really
yes.
outdone yourself. Thank you.
This is how we mix it
You've
up.
You've gone to a lot of trouble.
Not at all. Not
you are
at all.
A great man.
It's really nothing.
This looks
The butter
good.
Is homemade, you know. Let me give you some of these. These are Reza's famous lamb kebabs.
Oh, yes, please.
Wonderful kebabs. Go ahead, doctor.
Oh, no,
come
that's
on,
enough.
Live a
really,
little.
That's
live
too
a
much.
Little. Let me take some for myself, too.
Okay.
Oh, here, let me give you some of this ground meat.
Oh,
it's
oh,
lamb,
no,
you
thanks.
Must
That's
try
plenty,
it. It's wonderful.
Plenty. I'll help myself, really.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, you know, I was telling you about the business, that lately it's really improved.
Hello.
Hello, Anis.
Wait here a minute while I open the door, okay?
No, I haven't seen him all day.
Fine. If he shows up or calls, tell him Father and his guest are waiting for him.
Please come inside. Wait a minute for me to close the door, and we'll go.
Okay. I'll tell him if I see him.
All right, bye.
Setayesh. I told Tahir you have no idea how to find your way around.
Well, you have no idea what you're doing.
Whatever. Stop complaining. You shouldn't have come. And now that you're here, don't complain.
Well, say something, will you? Why are you ruining all of our lives? Why are you worrying us all like this? Have you even thought of your poor mother at all? Do you think of them even for a second? Why are you thinking of screwing up all of our lives? Why? Dad is so embarrassed in front of everyone. And you don't even care. Fine, whatever. Mom doesn't know whether to cry tears or blood. Who cares, right? What about what happens in the end? Where is this paradise you speak of?
Did you hear Dad last night when he said he'd bought me one day's time?
Yeah.
That deadline's already passed. And I wanted to prove to you all that I have no way out of this. I didn't choose to live like this. No, that's not right. But I can choose the way that I want to die. So stop trying to convince me otherwise.
I'll be outside if you need me.
Setayesh. What's wrong with you? Didn't you come to talk? Don't you want to hear what I have to say?
Fruit comes to the Ferdows fruit market from the four corners of Iran. Grapes from Urmia, Takistan, Dargaz, and Goshan. Red apples shipped down from Damavand. And pears from Natanz. But this produce is just for domestic sales. The premium fruits are packed up in crates in Karaj and exported. Farmers, bring me a couple of those bunches of export grapes for Dr. Naimi. Take a look at these, Doctor.
What?
Where is that childish brother of yours?
I don't know, Father.
He is embarrassing me out here.
So, Mr. Ferdows.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I really have to go. It's been wonderful, you know, but I have a meeting.
Thank you very much for coming, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I need at least a few days to really see the place.
You're welcome to come here anytime you like.
I will definitely come again.
I do hope so.
It's your turn to come to Lavasan. You must come visit us with your wife and kids.
But of course.
So, it was nice meeting you, son. Take care of your father.
Very kind of you to
come. Thank you so much. Come, Golizade. Let's go.
Fire Mars!
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll be expecting you.
Okay.
Very well.
Bye-bye. Good.
Good
to see you. Godspeed. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Maybe he's gotten stuck somewhere, Father.
Nonsense. What do you mean stuck? He had better not be stuck. I told him just how important it was for him to be here today. The whole tour of the place was pointless. I wanted to introduce him to Tahir. That stupid kid.
Javad, is that you? Go get Saber.
Mr. Saber, the phone is for you.
Tell whoever it is that I'll call them back later. I'm busy.
It's your wife. She's calling from
home. Oh, okay. I'm coming.
Look here.
Yes, Father?
Ask if Tahir's at home.
All right, Father.
Speak, it's Anis.
Hello, hi Anis.
I met Tahir's cat.
What?
That cat he was talking about this morning, I saw it.
You called me just to tell me that?
Isn't it important news? And you should have seen this cat.
All the cats I've seen walk on four legs. But
this one was walking on two legs.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're such a moron, Saber. I'm trying to tell you that Tahir's brought someone home. I don't know what's going on between them, but the girl was crying her eyes out, saying her family is so embarrassed. Congratulations to them.
Is she still there now?
Yes. And if you get here quick enough, you'll see her. Get over here before the chicken flies the coop.
Who is still there? You were just talking about Tahir. Now tell me, has something happened to him?
No, Father.
So why are you panicking? What's going on? Why didn't Tahir show up? Tell me why he's still at home. Spit it out!
Tahir took some girl home.
Who told you?
The girl's still there now with Tahir.
Who told you this?
Anis. She said she saw it with her own two eyes.
That stupid, foolish kid! You go get the keys to my car.
Okay.
What's wrong, Mr. Saber?
Nothing. Pass them over.
Is this what my sons really deserve? Really? This is why he embarrassed me in front of the doctor. What for?
You're driving too fast, Father. Slow down, please. We're getting into an accident, God forbid. Please, slow down, Father.
If you're scared, just grab hold of the handle.